Good morning. Today is March 5, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The dollar is trading within mostly familiar ranges today, though it is tilting slightly higher against most major currencies. Markets continue to assess the immediate effects of rising geopolitical tension in the Middle East. One of the main concerns right now is the Strait of Hormuz, which has become a focal point in the ongoing conflict involving Iran. Oil shipments through the region have faced disruptions, and reports of a tanker attack have added to market uncertainty. Because the strait is such a critical artery for global energy supply, any instability there can quickly ripple through financial markets. Despite the troubling headlines, global stock markets have shown a renewed appetite for risk today. Some investors are holding on to the expectation that Iran may eventually pursue a diplomatic resolution to help calm the situation. Still, analysts across Asia's manufacturing hubs are warning that the economic effects could spread across multiple industries. Everything from semiconductors to clothing supply chains may be affected if trade disruptions persist. With transportation and production costs rising, inflation pressures are expected to increase globally. Energy prices are already reflecting this reality. Crude oil prices have risen significantly, and drivers are beginning to feel the impact at the pump. Meanwhile, traditional and alternative stores of value have also reacted. Gold and Bitcoin are both trading higher, as investors look for assets that may hold value during periods of uncertainty. Looking ahead to the United States, labor market data will take center stage tomorrow with the release of non-farm payrolls at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time. This report comes after the Federal Reserve's latest beige book indicated that the U.S. economy remains remarkably resilient. As a result, expectations for additional interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve have been decreasing. Many policymakers believe the economy currently does not require stimulus. If tomorrow's labor data confirms continued strength in employment, it could further support the case for a stronger U.S. dollar in the months ahead. Now let's move to Europe. The euro is trading slightly lower today as the U.S. dollar strengthens against its group of 10 peers. European policymakers are watching the Middle East conflict closely, particularly because of the region's impact on energy supplies. There is growing concern in Europe about the possibility of another energy squeeze similar to the one experienced 4 years ago at the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war. Energy markets have already reacted sharply. Crude oil prices are up 10% compared to last week, reaching their highest levels in more than a year. Even more dramatic moves have occurred in natural gas markets.
Finally, let's turn to Japan.
Natural
the Japanese
gas futures
have weakened
slightly
more than 50%
today as economies across
Friday.
The Pacific region continue
recent
to
economic
monitor
data
developments
also reinforcing
Iran.
Inflation concerns.
For many countries
the
in
latest
Asia,
producer
the
price index
extends beyond
oil
that
alone.
Suppliers are already experiencing
when energy prices
higher
jump,
input costs.
Shipping and raw material
if these pressures
costs
continue
follow,
to build,
which
businesses
may eventually
pass
global
those costs
manufacturing
along to consumers,
networks.
Potentially
if trade
dampening
flows
demand
remain unstable,
across the region.
Certain materials may become harder to source.
Even so, the yen could find some underlying support. Financial institutions are increasingly betting that the Bank of Japan may continue raising interest rates, a shift that could help stabilize the currency over time. For now, markets remain in a wait-and-see mode, watching closely for diplomatic developments that could ease tensions and restore stability to global trade routes. Before we wrap up, here are the key economic events to watch this week. On Friday, we will see Eurozone gross domestic product data, as well as the highly anticipated U.S. non-farm payrolls report at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time. And as always, Monex USA Online is open around the clock, giving clients access to market pricing and international payment solutions whenever they need them. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.